Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Paul Dottino. He is Sean O'Hara. Many people talked about the Giants' offensive line in various ways this year, but run blocking really is coming down to technique and following the schematic. You can show us here.
Yeah, run blocking, it's elephants on parade, is one of the sayings we used to love to call it, Paul. But it's a lot about what the guy next to you is doing, and it takes time. This is a great job right here by Eric Flowers and Marshall Newhouse at left guard, passing off this veering DN. You can see this is a combination block that really happens on the run. Wesson Richburg's reaching the center, or the shaded nose here, doing a great job at center. And they pass this veer off nicely on the front side. On the back side, John Jerry's shutting off this three technique. Bobby Hart's cutting off his guy. And Jarrell Adams is doing a good job of leading up. And there's a really good hole right here. But this is why the run game is so complex and it takes so much time, Paul, because as good as the offensive line is doing on this play right here, but it doesn't work out because they don't all execute on the same level. It's something that's very frustrating for the big guys.
All right, now let's flip the page. The second play, I want to go to a pass play. This time the blocking comes up a bit short.
Yeah, pass blocking, it's all about knowing where your guy is going to be and where your help is coming from. This is a classic example right here of two offensive linemen not being on the same page and trying to do a little too much. All right, they are basically setting. John Jerry's looking at number 51 here. They've got the Will linebacker and this shaded down guy, Chris Baker. And they both put their hands on the defensive lineman, but their eyes are going somewhere else. John Jerry's looking to help Bobby Hart, which is a good thing to do. You always want to help a guy out. But Richburg is helping Pugh out here. So they both end up helping the other guy out, and nobody ends up blocking Baker. This is nothing to do with physical ability. This is purely just continuity and just understanding and knowing exactly what you're doing on every single play and knowing where your help's coming from. This is the kind of stuff that can't happen because, as you can see, Eli Manning's taking a huge hit right here. Ends up being a sack force fumble. That was one of the biggest hits Eli took all year long. It's something that could have been avoided. It was a mental mistake. The one thing you have to do as an offensive lineman, the other guys get paid too. They might beat you, but you can never beat yourself.
For Sean O'Hara, I'm Paul Dottino. This has been Inside the Film Room.